What is education at the Karchi Senior High in the Volta region? With determination, he proceeded to the Ghana Institute of Journalism to pursue a bachelor degree in communication studies. He also continued to the School of Communication Studies, University of Ghana, Legon, for a postgraduate course. This person, S. Manasseh Zuriawuni, was crowned the Journalist of the Year for 2011. Manasseh, a 27-year-old freelance journalist, received the honors for his hard work at the 17th GJA Awards night held in Accra last Saturday. Tonight, Behind the News hosts the best journalist for 2011 in the studio. You are welcome, Manasseh.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
How do you feel after being adjudged the best journalist for 2011?
Well, as any ordinary person would feel, I think I feel very great and elevated. At the same time, it's a very humbling experience. And I also feel very challenged.
Well, last year you were awarded the most promising journalist during the 16th edition of the GJA Awards ceremony. Would you say that did the trick for you to aim at the ultimate?
Well, I actually did not make any conscious effort to come this far with regards to this award, because each year stories come and stories go. But last year, after the awards, a lot of people said, well, this year you are the most promising journalist, so next year we are expecting you to take the ultimate. But I didn't actually have any story in mind that I wanted to. But as time went on, I did my usual stories, and when it was time for the competition this year, I realized some of them fitted so well into the categories that were advertised. So I decided to apply, and by God's grace, the judges thought they were good enough.
Were you surprised when your name came up for the best journalist of the year?
I wouldn't say I was surprised, because when I'm doing stories, I put my best in whatever I do. And so I knew a lot of journalists applied for the awards. And I'm told this year received an unprecedented number of entries. But I knew it could be me or it could be someone else. So I didn't know it would come this early at the school, but I was hoping that one day I would be celebrated.
And surely you are being celebrated. Now, you also won the 2011 Best in News Reporting for Radio and TV and the Joint Award for Best Feature for Print and Best Report on Sanitation. I would like you to share with listeners the details of those stories or reports.
Well, with the television, it was a story about a disabled family in Central Kofi Bume who went to settle in the forest near Akpafu, Toji. And the reason was that they were, three of the children are paralyzed, they cannot talk, they cannot also walk. And so people thought it was a curse, and because of stigmatization, they had to flee. And I went to spend time with their family in the forest, covered them, their night life, and did a comprehensive story for GTV. And so that was adjudged the best TV news report. I also did a story on a small boy who has been paralyzed for 3 years. He's in his fourth year now in a Crutch West district, specifically in Banda. A building collapsed on them, killed one, injured others, and he went all the way to Kolebu. But because the parents couldn't get money to bring him back for medical review, he had to be paralyzed. So I traveled there, spoke to GES authorities and all those concerned, and did a comprehensive feature on how everything went. And so it was also a story I invested a lot of energy and time into it, and by God's grace, it paid off. And the last one was a story about University of Ghana. Anyone who has attended University of Ghana knows of the popular Bush Canteen or Bushke. Whilst I was there, I also patronized Bush Canteen a lot, and I have a very favorite Banku joint there.
Mm-hmm.
But whilst enjoying my Banku, I realized that the sanitation is not the very best. And so I go there with a different eye and was trying to look at the sanitation situation whilst I was eating, and I had a way of getting the vendors close, I spoke to them. They gave me very interesting information. I went to the Legon Hospital to get statistics about their health conditions, and I realized there was a correlation between the sanitation of the eateries and the number of cases that are reported at the hospital in relation to food poisoning and those things. So at the end of the day, I left Legon with a story that's behind the bush canteen, and it also did a trick. So basically, these are some of the stories I did.
How challenging was it for you in doing these stories?
Well, the main challenge is the problem with financing stories. We are in a country where news organizations are not willing to fund stories. And so you are going out there and you have to rent your camera. You are going out there, you have to pay for your own transportation. And those who deal with cameras will tell you, when you rent a camera, it is calculated based on days. So if you are going to spend 1 week there, each day it accumulates. So before you come, you have to pay for that. You have to pay for your tapes, your transportation, a whole lot of cost. But when you come and give the story to the media organization, sometimes even to say thank you is a problem. And so it becomes a difficulty, especially when you don't have money at a particular point in time to pursue a story. You get stuck. That is one. And also, most of the stories I do are in the rural areas. Sometimes you even have to risk your life, because some of the vehicles you bought and then travel to those places are so rickety that you only pray that nothing happens, because if anything happens, you are in a way moving in a coffin. So those are some of the difficulties, but I have a passion for the job, and sometimes if you are really doing what you like, when the difficulties come, normally the passion you have is able to offset whatever challenges you encounter.
So is it your passion that motivates you?
Yes, I would say my passion. If it hadn't been the passion, I might have quit journalism for a long time, because there are offers somewhere. But I believe in life, do what you think you can do best. And I'm into journalism, and I think that's what I can do best. So why do I follow any other thing else? So it's a passion and an inner motivation. And also at times you do a story and then people see, they feel so touched, and you're willing to help sponsor the victims of that story. And you find them calling you, oh, we thank you so much, God bless you. If you hadn't covered this story, we wouldn't have got this help. And so that alone too is very inspiring and encouraging. It gives you the hope that with a little you're able to do, so many lives are touched. And so you have that inner edge to keep on doing what you are doing despite the challenges.
Well, Manasseh, you attended the Karachi Senior High School, which could be described as deprived as compared to the lives of Achimota, Peseg and Wegehe. So how did that inspire you to pursue journalism?
Well, I did not initially want to go to Karachi Senior High School. I had to go there because of financial problems. But as I speak now, if I had gone to any other school, I might not have become a journalist, because I went there and joined a drama troupe. And so through that, I started writing plays for the drama group. And before I completed, I was writing for the primary schools. I was writing debates and a whole lot of things. So someone saw me and said, well, one Mr. Empe, he was the GSPRO for the district. So he saw me and said, oh, you write so well. If you go and pursue journalism, it would help you. And I initially wanted to be a bank manager, because the bank manager in the district we thought was the most prosperous person. He had his own car, so that was someone we all looked up to. But when he suggested that I do something in journalism, my challenge was that I did business, and I knew journalism had to do with the arts, but he said, irrespective of the course you pursued, if you passed very well, you could be admitted at GIJ, that's the Ghana Institute of Journalism. So that's how come I got into the Ghana Institute of Journalism. Basically, because I attended Karachi Senior High School, Krasek.
So the businessman, a bank-attained journalist. That is Manasseh Azuri Awuni in the studio with me. Some people do complain about the method used over the years to assess the best journalism. What is your opinion on the selection process?
Well, it is said that if someone shouts, "Let's move," then that person should be willing to state in clear terms the direction to which we should move. You don't just criticize something when you don't have alternatives. There may be problems with that, but if you look at journalism competitions all over the world, you can talk about the American Society of Newspaper Editors, the CNN Journalist of the Year Awards, the Pulitzer Prize. All they do is the fact that they submit entries. And people normally say that they should get a committee to monitor the performance of journalists throughout the year, which is impossible. Because if you get 100 committee members, they cannot do that. To read all the newspapers every day, and when it's time for news, look at the number of media organizations or radio stations we have. It is impossible to do that. And so what I believe is that journalists work throughout the year. Sometimes within a year, I write more than getting 200 stories or articles. But when I'm submitting, it's only a few of them that are so strong that you'll be able to submit or tender in for awards. So it's not possible to get people to monitor all the newspapers. Let's assume if you have the committee is made up of 12 members. And when it's time for news, which 12 radio stations should they listen to? And how are they going to assess journalists based on this? So I believe that for now, there's no any other alternative. So the best way to do is to go by what is done all over the world to get a journalist of the year. And that aside to what the committee normally does, they take into account other factors about the overall performance of the journalist, your number of bylines, and sometimes how effective you are. So I don't think there's any a better alternative for now.
You are listening to Behind the News live on Radio Ghana, Accra, and with me in the studio is the 2011 Best Journalist of the Year, Manasseh Azuri Awuni. Now, Manasseh, journalism in Ghana has come a long way since the colonial era. We do say Ghanaian journalists have lived to their responsibility of being the gatekeepers, ensuring the rule of law and mirroring the aspirations of the people.
I will not say that. And the problem is not entirely with the journalist. As Dr. Doris Yadati rightly stated, the problem is normally shifted onto the journalist, but I believe it is not always the problem of the journalist, about the problem of our society. Go elsewhere and organizations or media houses or even governments are willing to fund journalists and then stories. You have someone coming from, let's say, the BBC, spending so many months here to do a story. The expenditure on that story alone is so huge, but that country is willing to pay for it. A GBC reporter is moving here, maybe just from here to, let's say, Cofredia to do a story, and sometimes the transportation becomes a problem. So at the end of the day, you don't shift the blame on the journalist, but shift the blame or put the blame on the system that is crippling the work of the journalist. So it is not, we have not lived up to expectation, to be sincere with you, but we should not bear the burden of the blame alone.
What do you make of the situation where some journalists have sacrificed professionalism and ethics and openly show their political bias?
Well, in every house, as we say, there's a Mensa. And some don't get into journalism for the sake of promoting the public cause. Every journalist has a political leaning in a way, because we all vote, and so you are bound to have a soft spot for one political party. But that doesn't mean you should let that drive you. There are some who have become public relations officers for politicians. But at the end of the day, when you lose your credibility, then you have no reason being in journalism. So it is a very sad situation, but I believe it is an individual decision to either live for the truth, objectivity and credibility, or to enrich yourself. And the main reason is that people may enter into journalism with a different mindset. Some think it's so lucrative, and so when they come and then it is not as lucrative as they think, they would want to use other means of getting rich. And so they would sell their conscience to the politicians, and at the end of the day, do the bidding of politicians instead of members of the society.
Well, this from text from Joe Azangio Bungo. My brother Wuni, I am touched and I congratulate you on your achievement. Let our Bongo people know that education is the key to our development. What do you say to Joe Azangio Bongo?
Well, I greet all my kinsmen in Bongo, especially Bongo Bion. And with education, I'll say that's what has brought me this far. And that whether it is Bongo Secondary School or Karachi Secondary School, they can make it.
Well, as we head towards the 7th December elections, some analysts say the activities of the media should be strictly regulated, since some of our actions could disturb the peace we are enjoying. What do you have to tell them?
The question is, who regulates? The most important regulator is the individual himself or herself. And journalism is all about ethics or moral judgment. Most of the time you come across situations that you as a reporter would have to decide there and then what to do. And sometimes the news editor even has no control over the content. Let's assume we are at a polling station, something is happening, and then you are live on air. There's one word which you can say that will throw the entire process into chaos. And so it may be the truth, but you as the reporter there, who are reporting live, should know that whatever you do may have the consequences, either negative or positive. And so it is your decision at that particular point in time. So even if there's strict regulation and still go ahead to do it, maybe you may be arrested later on, but the harm would already have been caused. So I think the best regulator should be the journalist. We should develop a sort of peer review mechanisms even within our newsrooms, and then be guided by self-censorship, and also know that we are the greatest beneficiaries of the peace we are enjoying. Because in certain countries, you can't go and then criticize the government and then go back to sleep.
Well, I believe there are some people that you would like to acknowledge for their contribution towards your success story.
Well, I am very grateful to my father for education, and I also thank my teachers, Kete Krachi LA Primary A School, Henkel Memorial JHS, Krachi Senior High School, Ghana Institute of Journalism, and the School of Communication Studies, Legon. I also would want to thank editors and reporters of GBC, GTV. I started my journalism 2 weeks into GIA with news commentaries, and GBC has been a platform that actually helped me to improve a lot on my skills. Despite the challenges which you and I know, I think Radio Ghana and especially all the producers of news commentary, Brighter Gamma, Edmond, and all those who have produced news commentary, I think they've helped me a lot, and I'm very grateful to them for the opportunity to explore my talent.
All right, Wanasi, thanks for your time. And behind the news, we wish you brighter days ahead in your journalism career.
Thank you very much.
Manasi Azuri Awune is the Journalist of the Year for 2011, and he was my studio guest.